Have you ever sat down after an incredible learning experience like a conference, workshop, masterclass, webinar, etc., and been super excited about the information that you learned and you want to implement all the new ideas for your business? And your brain is exploding with all the new potential and possibilities that you believe that can come true for what you're trying to build in your business, right? And you can't wait to get started. You're just dying to get started. And if this sounds like you, let's talk about how to make all that happen on today's episode of the Focal Points Podcast. You are listening to Focal Points, an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. All right. I love going to conferences, right? It's one of my very favorite things. And I'm sad that this year I'm not going to as many as I would like to. But I remember that experience of coming home with a notebook full of ideas and a brain exploding with ideas and possibilities for my business, right? And then it got to the point of like, okay, what do I do with all this? Right? I have all these ideas. I want to do all these things. I heard so many great speakers and so many great presentations, and they provided me with so much value. But how do I take that, what I learned from watching someone on the stage, and implement it into my business? How does that actually work? Well, first of all, you need to start by reviewing all the notes that you took, right? And it could be a combination of things. It could be the notes that you took in a notebook. It could be recalling conversations that you had with certain people at happy hours or networking events or just in the hallway from one class to the other, and also reviewing all the pictures that you took of people's presentation slides, because that's how you do it now, right? You don't write down the notes as much anymore as you take pictures of the slides. And you need to take all of those things and start putting a plan on paper. But what's going to happen is you slowly pull all this information together. You're going to become even more overwhelmed with these ideas. You're going to be more overwhelmed with the idea of, oh my gosh, I have all these great ideas. How do I make this all happen? How does this work? But even as you do this, weeks might go by. You'll become overwhelmed and you'll put it, I'll get to that later. I'll get to that later. No big deal. So time and weeks and months go by, and the notes are stored on a shelf. If you're watching this on YouTube, you might be able to see over my right shoulder, a list, like a bookshelf of things. And all of those are filled with notes from presentations and all the things I got. And so I get, you put it up on a shelf and you're like, I'm going to get to that later. And pretty soon you realize a year goes by, a year and a half goes by, a couple of years go by, and you're cleaning out the shelves because you need more space for other stuff. And you realize, oh, yeah, that was a great conference, but I never did anything with the information that I learned there. What's up with that? You've gone to this great conference. You spent a lot of money to be there and you didn't implement anything, because pretty soon after that, you put the ideas on the shelf and then you're stuck in the same routine that you had before with your business, with the same clients, the same frustrations, the same dreams, the same aspirations to make things better, but you never do anything to make a change. And as you look back, you become more and more frustrated that you took that time away from your family and your business. You went to this event that I said, you know, probably cost a couple $1,000s. And the event was hyped as the best thing ever. It's going to be transformative for your business. But nothing has changed. Does that sound familiar to you? Because I definitely know what that feels like. And returning back from conferences can be kind of confusing. It can bring out a variety of emotions. Back to the grind of family life where no one understands what you just experienced. They just don't get it. And back to a business where you were really busy before, but your brain is filled with ideas that you want to start implementing right away. So you're a bit preoccupied until you can sit down and kind of sort all this stuff out, right? You need to be able to sort all this stuff out. And those emotions happen to all of us. I have never been very successful at implementing ideas or all the great ideas that I hear and learn about at conventions. I love the inspiration. I love the connecting with other people. And I love the idea of all the possibilities, but actually implementing these things has sometimes always been missed on me. And I never really understood why until I was listening to a podcast by Kevin Schmidlin. And he's in the podcast space. His podcast is called Grow the Show. And he talks about this phenomenon of going to these conferences, learning all these great things, meeting all these great people, and then coming back and having total overwhelm. So nothing really changes in your business, right? He was discussing how he'd recently attended an event and was frustrated because he didn't know when he came home what to work on first. So nothing new got worked on at all. I mean, why are we paying thousands of dollars to go to these big conferences if after weeks, it's like they never even really happened at all? Business doesn't change. I don't change. My client experience doesn't change. It's just back to business business as usual. And why does this happen to people over and over and over? And when I say people, I'm including myself in that because I can definitely relate. Well, when we go to these conferences, we're told all the things we need to be doing for our businesses by experts we look up to. Because after all, if it's working for them, it should work for us, right? We take notes. We envision all the great clients we will serve with our newfound skills. However, we usually don't calculate the time and energy that will be needed to start anything new in our business. Why is that? Because if we weren't busy enough, we would probably be doing all these things in our business, and we are all busy. Let me say it again, just so we all are on the same page here. We are all busy. We are all working hard with the allotted time that we have in our day on our business that many of us simply cannot add anything more. If we do more, or if we could do more, most of us would be doing more. And it doesn't matter if that's physically doing something more, or if we're just adding to the emotional plate that we carry as business owners. So we might have more actual minutes in our day to add more to our plate, but if our minds are overwhelmed with what we're handling already, we can't add more to our plate because that mental load actually carries more weight than the actual tasks itself. So I just want to reiterate again, we're all busy. And if we could be doing those things, we would be doing those things already. So then we go to a conference where we just load our brains with more and more ideas and the guilt that we should be doing more, when in actuality, we probably can't do anything more. Because if you had time, you would start that email marketing campaign, that mini session set build, that in-person networking strategy. And it's not a matter of not knowing how. And anyone say, well, yeah, I want to do those things, but I don't know how. Not knowing how is just an excuse because we have in our fingertips, right here in our pockets that we hold all the time, we have libraries in our phones of how-to content. You can go to YouTube and learn how to do anything. So it's not about not knowing how to do something, right? We can learn so much more on YouTube than we can attending a webinar or a masterclass or even a conference for that matter. But we feel like since it has a special name or if it's in person, it's going to be something special. When that really isn't the case because we know we have that how-to content. So why aren't we doing it? Because we don't have time. We don't have the mental energy to absorb everything. So what I want to talk about today in the podcast is how do we take that overwhelming amount of information and actually put it into a plan that allows us to prioritize what we want to act on first, if we can act on anything at all. So here's a system that I have adopted that I use to help me when I'm flooded with new ideas, which is often. I am an idea person. I get ideas all the time. But this is a system that I use to kind of keep everything organized and sorted and know what I should work on and what I shouldn't work on. I need to have a way to break everything down, kind of put it into categories, is that way to prioritize things. So this is a system that I heard about from Stacy Tuchel. Stacy Tuchel is a business coach who helps businesses become more streamlined in their operations. She's really an operations expert. She's not in the photography industry or world. So imagine yourself at the airport. And you need to park your car. You drove yourself there. You're there with your family. Y'all need to park your car, right? Usually you have three options at the airport. You have the valet, which is the closest, most convenient, but also more expensive. You have the hourly, and you have long-term, and you have that fourth option of getting dropped off by someone else, a cab, Uber, family, friend, relative, whatever. I mean, when you think about getting dropped off, there are some of us who never leave our cars at the airport, so we need to account for those ideas, right? So we're going to call those parking lot A, B, C. And then we have the drop-off. And I don't know about you in your local airport, but I visit Dulles Airport on the regular, and I can picture those parking lots clear as day. And I know exactly how much time it's going to take me to get from long-term parking to the terminal, hourly to the terminal. And trust me, I've never do valet. So when I leave a conference, back to the conference analogy, and what are we going to do with all these ideas? When I leave a conference, my head is exploding with ideas from classes. And even just the casual conversations I have with friends, old and new, that in the hallway waiting for classes to start or after they end, I have pages of notes. I have pictures of slides after slide after slide on my phone. And I get the handouts from vendors, right? Because we have those too from the trade shows. And the first thing I do, now if I can do it on the plane going home, if I flew, then I try and do that. Otherwise, it's the very next thing I do when I sit down to work on my business. is I make a list. I open up an empty Google Doc because I do everything in Google Drive. And I write out, I go through all of those things. I compile all my notes and I write out in a document a list of all the ideas that struck a chord with me at the event. And I list everything. It doesn't have to be that mind-blowing, transformational one idea, but I list down everything. And it doesn't really matter if it sounds realistic or not. If I liked the idea, I put it down. Then from the master list, I make four lists. I label those lot A, lot B, lot C, and drop off. The idea is that you need to categorize all these things you absorbed at your event into one of these four categories. Creating a beautiful product line to show to our clients and present to our clients sometimes can be really difficult because the options seem endless. One thing that my clients love and what I offer everyone is the Complete Set by Enphoto. It's a 3-in-1 combo product that allows me to give them a beautiful presentation box, a USB, and also a book or an album of all their images from their event or their session. And it's something that is a hit every single time. If you're looking for samples for your studio, absolutely take advantage of the 75% discount that Enphoto offers all new clients. Head over to our show notes page and grab that sample discount today. All right, so you've made your list of your different parking lots, right? And here's how you categorize everything. Parking lot A, which is the valet, which is the most urgent ideas. These are the ideas or the strategies or the issues that you have to implement right away. It could be fixing something. It could be adding a new strategy. These are the things that must be done. There is no question about it. They have to be done and they have to be done urgently. You want to start working on those things right away because you know that they're going to bring a dramatic result for your business. Parking lot B or list B, that list, you list the things that you really want to do. But they might take a little bit more time, a little bit more planning, a little bit more strategy, or more resources for you to implement. So some marketing campaigns, for example, they have to be planned out. They have to have resources. You have to have money for advertising, that type of thing. If you don't have that readily, you put that in parking lot B. All right. And then you have lot C. And that's going to be filled with a list of things that would be nice to do if you ever find yourself with, you know, some spare time and you can start working on them. And then you have the poor dropped off at the curb list. Now, this is the list of things that are probably great ideas and great strategies for someone else. But after a little bit of thought from you, you might realize, you know what, this is not something that I want to do. This is not something that's good for my business or good for my clients or what, for whatever reason, you don't feel like this is something that you want to do at this point in time for your business, for any reason. You would do everything else on your list A, B, and C before you get to the parking lot, right? Or being dropped off, okay? The reason why you want to hold on to those ideas is because time changes and businesses change. I always say that your business is a living, breathing entity and it moves and it grows and it shifts and it changes. So maybe what you don't envision now for your business, you might envision a year from your business or 6 months for your business. That is why you want to hold on to those ideas, because something now that may be something that you just want to drop off and not worry about, if you go back in 6 months and say, oh, you know what? That actually is something I could probably do now. I want to try that now, and then you can move it up in your list. So what happens is you go and you work on all these lists, and as you implement things, you get them off these lists and into your workflow. So the lots A, B, and C and the drop-off list, those are always going to shift. And ideally, you keep the same list for all the different events that you go to so that as you get more ideas, you add these into your list and into your lots so that you have them to not only implement right away, but you've put them down on paper and you don't necessarily need to remember them in your brain for, say, 2 months from now when you want to add something or a new marketing campaign or something like that to your business. So why do I think this is a great process for photographers? Well, if you're anything like me, my brain gets completely overwhelmed with ideas. And I love new ideas, but I also come up with a lot of ideas myself. So I don't use this process just for ideas that I hear from others. I use this process for ideas that I want to implement myself. It's just a running list of ideas, right? And I suffer a little bit from shiny object syndrome. a little SOS, if you will. And as an SOS sufferer, my mind can be overwhelmed with ideas. And what that does is then that leaves me paralyzed. We all know the idea of you have a whole day of work ahead of you and you sit down at your computer and just like, what do I do next? What do I work on today? And I suffer with that a lot. So having too many ideas isn't necessarily a good thing when my brain holds on to too much. I need to get it out so I don't forget about it, but I don't need to be wasting my mental energy on that today. I want to do all the things. I want to start all the projects, but I need a way to sort through all these ideas in a strategic way that makes sense for me to know if they're really worth doing. It isn't overthinking the execution, like your paralysis analysis. It's not that overthinking problem because I don't have that problem. It's just a matter of having so many ideas that not knowing where to start, it becomes overwhelming for me. So if I keep these lists, it helps keep my thoughts clearer and also my strategy clearer for my business when I'm moving forward. And that way I don't spend time spinning my wheels on things that aren't going to work. And I'm sure there is like a term for this, but it just escapes me right now. But another thing is I don't want super detailed lists either. I don't want to go into the super details of something until I want to actually adopt it and make it a strategy. So this parking lot method allows me a way to organize my ideas until I choose to investigate them further. And when something new pops up or something happens, I can go back into my parking lot. I can jot down ideas and they're always there for me. But like I said, I'm not carrying the mental space of having to have them all the time. So I suggest you review your ideas and thoughts from the conference and put them into their lots as soon as you can after the conference ends. Like I said, even on the plane on the ride home. It's nice to sit back and relax a little bit because a lot of times that's what we want to do. I just want to take a break. I don't want to worry about these things. But the longer break you take, even if it's just an hour or two, the more those ideas and those thoughts can become fuzzy. Your brain can't keep them straight. So getting them down on paper is something that is super important to do this as soon as you can. When you leave an event, your brain's going to be exploding with ideas and it doesn't take a long time for them to start jumping ship and so you never remember them again or you don't remember the details and no one really wants that. So ideally your parking lots should not be equally loaded. So don't think that after you go to an event, you have four things in A, four things in B, four things in C and four things at the curb, right? Really, hopefully parking lot A is pretty light on things that you need to start doing right away because you're busy already, right? We talked about that earlier in the podcast. You're busy already. Adding things to your task list is a dangerous proposition unless you completely understand that what you add, you also need to remove some things from your task list. And nobody really likes doing that. You say, well, I'm just going to add this. Well, it might work for a couple weeks until you burn out. And then you can't do anything well. So you need to remember that anything that you're adding, if you're busy already, anything that you're adding, you're also going to need to take something away. So we need to be realistic in knowing that anything we add, we're going to have to stop doing something. We're going to have to find a different or more effective way of doing something that takes up our time. Like, for example, you might need to streamline your post-production workflow. You might need to outsource some tasks that you're doing now that really you should be having someone else do. Because we know burnout is real. And if you add things to your plate without thinking strategically about how you're going to integrate those things into your current workflow, things are going to fall in the cracks and nobody wants that, right? Nobody wants that. The best thing about keeping these lists though that I have found is that when I'm in need of inspiration, in need of a new idea, in need of something to do new for my business, I have these lists ready to go. I don't have to just sit there and think, brain, what should I add to my business? What should I do next? I have this big list of ideas ready to go. And it's a wonderful thing. And the best time to add these things is if you're hiring someone or if you're outsourcing things to someone, you have a list of things that you can add to your business because, topic for another time, but the more people you have working in your business, the more you can get done. And trying to do this all on your own can be a challenge. So if you're in a situation to hire someone and maybe you're thinking, okay, I don't exactly have enough for them to do for the hours that I want to hire them for, this is a perfect time to go back to those parking lots and see what you can add into the equation. So remember, when you leave a conference, don't try and hold all those ideas in your head. Get them out into the list. Get them into the parking lots. Navigate those parking lots. Know parking lot A is urgent. Parking lot B is, yes, I want to do that in the near future. Parking lot C is someday. And the drop off at the curb is more like, yeah, I want to get to that someday. That's a good idea. It might not work now, but I want to hold on to it for future use. And hopefully this strategy will help you as you move forward into event season. So first of all, I want to thank Enphoto so much for sponsoring the Focal Points podcast. If you have not taken advantage of their 75% off sample sale, you need to do that. You can access that at the Focal Points podcast. Actually, it's focalpointspodcast.com without the. It's just focalpointspodcast.com. Go to that webpage. You can sign up for your 75% off sample. You can get some really great downloads and really great resources. And we will see you next time. Hey everyone, I hope you've enjoyed the program. I have a quick request. If you've enjoyed this program or enjoyed other programs that we've brought to you courtesy of Focal Points and Enphoto, I would love for you to head over to Spotify or iTunes and leave us a review. These help us more than you know when it comes to getting the word out about the program and how we can help other photographers who might be dealing with some of the same struggles that you are. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your review today.